Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, attention champions. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the chaos of modern life, one focused minute at a time. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things, but never quite landing on solid ground? Like you're chasing after this elusive sense of flow, while constantly getting distracted by squirrels or cat videos? Yeah, I get it. Our world is designed to hijack our attention. But here's the good news. You have more power than you think. Today, we're diving deep into a powerful concept. Discovering your strengths and weaknesses. It sounds simple, right? But trust me, this isn't just some self-help buzzword. Understanding your unique skill set and areas for growth is like having a map to navigate the complexities of life, work, and everything in between. Think about it. Every single one of us has innate talents. Those things we naturally excel at, where we seem to glide through challenges with ease. Maybe you're a wordsmith who can weave magic with language, or perhaps you have a knack for problem solving that would make Sherlock Holmes proud. We all have these hidden gems waiting to be unearthed. But here's the catch. Acknowledging our weaknesses is just as crucial as celebrating our strengths. You know those tasks that make your brain feel like it's melting? The ones you consistently procrastinate on, dreading every second? Those are clues. They point towards areas where we might need to learn, grow, or even delegate. Let's break down the key takeaways here. First off, recognizing your strengths isn't about bragging rights. It's about leveraging what comes naturally to you. Think of it like playing to your team's superstar athlete. Why wouldn't you put them in a position where they can shine? Your talents are your superpowers. Secondly, embracing your weaknesses is not a sign of weakness at all. It takes courage and self-awareness to admit what we struggle with. But once we acknowledge those areas, we can start working on solutions. Seeking out mentors, taking courses, or simply asking for help. Remember, nobody's perfect. We're all works in progress. Thirdly, keep in mind that strengths and weaknesses aren't static. They evolve and shift throughout life. What you excel at today might not be your forte tomorrow. Embrace change and stay curious. Keep exploring new things, pushing your boundaries, and discovering hidden talents you never knew you had. Picture this. You're working on a major project, feeling overwhelmed by the sheer amount of information and tasks involved. You start brainstorming solutions, and suddenly, a memory flashes back to that time you helped your friend organize their chaotic closet. Remember how natural it felt to categorize everything, prioritize tasks, and create a system that worked? Bingo! That's your organizing strength coming into play. You might not think of yourself as an organizational whiz, but by recognizing this hidden talent, you can now leverage it to tackle the project with renewed confidence. Delegate the parts that drain your energy, and focus on the areas where you truly shine. See? Identifying your strengths and weaknesses isn't just about self-discovery. It's a practical tool for navigating life's challenges and achieving your goals. So, how can you start applying this powerful concept today? Begin by reflecting on what comes naturally to you. What do people often praise you for? What activities make time fly by? Jot down those talents. Then, consider the tasks that consistently cause you stress or frustration. What patterns emerge? Where do you struggle? Remember, self-awareness is key. Be honest with yourself about both your strengths and weaknesses. It's not about being perfect, but about progress. Next week, we'll be diving deeper into how to leverage your strengths and create actionable strategies for overcoming your weaknesses. But for now, remember, you are unique, capable, and worthy of success. Embrace your full potential, one focused step at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using hashtag HealYourAttentionSpan. I want to hear your insights and stories. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.